Indians coach Sandy Alomar Jr. joins us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage in Goodyear, Arizona. And Sandy, it seems like you and I have done this many times before. That's a good thing. Thanks for joining us again.
Not longevity coming here.
Longevity is a good thing. But you know what? We were talking earlier about the stability and the consistency that Tito has had on his staff as well, and that obviously is why you've joined us a few times before. Talk about how important that is, just to have the same staff, to have the same guys working with these players year after year.
So this guy, you know, Tito has a good philosophy. So, like, the bottom line is we all come here to do a job. I know that you want to see improvement. So our team is healthy. I think we know what the guys need, and Tito understands that. And he knows he has a good, hard-working staff.
Talk a little bit about the expectations for this year's ball club. Right there on the brink of postseason play the past couple of years. And talking to Tito earlier, certainly the goal this year would be to get over that hump and get back to postseason.
Yeah, I agree. We kind of regressed last year from the prior 2 years. But I think that the guys, you know, we're more mature, bunch of group. I think that the health issue last year with Yangom really hurt us a lot. So, you know, hopefully with the healthy guys and more mature and the staff that we have, the pitching staff, we should be okay to be part of the postseason.
Sandy, just from an overall perspective, as you look at this ball club, what do you really like about this team?
The pitching, enjoy the pitching. I think our defense is going to be better. Major improvement last year in the defense, and I think that one of the guys who really I feel like is going to help a lot in the mental aspect and the ability to play in postseason is Juan Uribe. I think when he's ready to roll, I think that he's going to help the Latin guys, and it'd be a good piece to have to get over that hump.
When he came in a couple of days ago and met with the media for the first time, I mentioned the fact he's a guy that just has a presence to him. He's in a room, and you can kind of feel that he's around. Talk about how important that is in a clubhouse.
People that have presence are winners. Like, just he's always in postseason. Everywhere he goes, that team have a chance to be in a World Series. So I don't know if he's a lucky charm, but we have him in our breakfast.
But I don't think that's a coincidence. As you just said, teams that he is on, they win. Now, it's probably, it's at the chicken and the egg. I mean, does he always end up with winners, or do teams basically become winners because he's there?
Yeah, it's very funny. You know, I started with Uribe when I got traded from the White Sox to the Rockies in 2002. He was a rookie there. And we became good friends, and then he got traded to the White Sox, and I was with the White Sox, and I had a chance and experience to watch him develop and the type of guy he is, and what kind of how much he cared about playing good and doing the right thing. And, you know, 2005 was a big part of that Chicago White Sox winning the World Series. And then he moves around to the Dodgers, San Francisco, and all these teams, and the Mets last year.
Right.
He comes in. They weren't even in the picture, and all of a sudden they're in the World Series. So he's a good guy to have.
And, Sandy, it seems as though every time we talk, we end up going back to the 90s and talking about those great teams. But those great teams had the veterans like the Eddie Murrays, the Oral Hershisers, those guys that were brought in. Is it a similar situation here with the likes of Uribe and Napoli and Rajay Davis, those veterans that can now add to this great core group of players?
Well, it's not identical because those guys were Hall of Famers. But I'll tell you one thing that I really like to focus in on is the part of forget about the Cy Youngs, forget about the MVPs. You know, you got to worry about winning games. You can have all Cy Youngs, but if we got to be concerned about how to win games. If we're going to be worrying about how to develop a Cy Young, how to develop an MVP, then it's very hard to win because it becomes an individual game. So you the concept here is to be a team guy, and what does it take for you to be a winner? And you know, like LA Dodgers had a Cy Young for many years, and they don't make it to the World Series. So you need guys out there that you fight. And our team is turning to that corner.
Sandy, when you look at this core group, you know, the Corey Klubers, the Yan Gomes, who you alluded to earlier, Jason Kipnis, Michael Brantley, how excited are you for them as a nucleus to this team? Because these are guys that really haven't even reached their prime yet, agree?
You forgot Francisco Lindor.
Yeah, oh my goodness! Yeah, right. Yeah. So like, I mean, rookie of the year candidate. Yeah, exactly.
He was a big piece to have. You know, it makes you wonder if you would have had him from the beginning, how it would have turned out. But I'm kind of glad that he had that season down there. But he's such a great kid, and he's ready to roll and, you know, take part of the big leadership. You know, he's a leader, and I think Kipnis has turned that corner of being a more mature guy offensively. And I think that when Michael Brantley is healthy, and who knows, he might be healthy earlier than expected. Well, there's something, we have a pretty decent group of guys that can hit.
Sandy, is that how this team gets better this year, just the maturation of those players?
That's a big part. That's what happened in the 90s. I have to tell you that you had the Baergas, you know, you had myself. You have Gene Tomey, Manny Ramirez. Those guys at the beginning was kind of similar to these guys. But then when they mature and they understood that they can compete with everybody else, and that fear was gone. It's not a fear. It's a kind of like a restriction. You had like a governor in there or something like that.
Right.
But when they floored, it was gone. They were gone. It was unbelievable to watch. You know, watch Manny and Gene Tomey and Arby Bell or those guys. Like
Kenny, yeah.
Yeah, and Kenny Lofton. So, yeah, he was a great deal to watch.
Hey, we appreciate you stopping by. I'm looking forward to a great season this year. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And as you said, let's get back to some postseason baseball.
Oh, definitely. It's must need in Cleveland.
No doubt. Hey, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sandy. Sandy Alomar Jr. joining us here at the table as part of our Oahu Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona.